Welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. What do they have for us this week? Let's find out. Start Your Engines, announcing the 2024 AWS DeepRacer League. This is a helpful reminder that sometimes when a product team ships something while the corporate communications team is distracted, AWS can still put things out that aren't Gen AI. Accelerate no-code ML with a refreshed homepage in Amazon SageMaker Canvas. They, of course, did not refresh its surprise $2,000 a month session fee, which would turn SageMaker Canvas into something I potentially advocated for instead of warning everyone that I speak to stay away from. AWS Repost introduces Repost Live. If Muhammad won't come to the mountain must rebrand its Twitch live stream as Mountain View and hope that the existing attendees improve its mountaineering KPIs. Or, put more simply, Repost is a graveyard, but that's not stopping AWS from trying to make it a thing. How Accenture accelerates building a secure cloud foundation natively on AWS. I'm old enough to remember when Accenture scored itself an S3 bucket negligence award by exposing client data, so hearing that they're going to help clients securely use the cloud strikes me as a bit rich. Revolutionize your business with AWS Generative AI Competency Partners. My six-year-old telling me that I'm good at computers has the same level of credibility as AWS saying a company is competent at generative AI. AWS themselves are not Gen AI competent, are desperate to shift that perception otherwise, cannot shut up about it, otherwise I'd not actually care that they're trailing here, and now are trying to associate themselves with companies that are in fact succeeding in the space. The hell of it is, the companies they've slapped together for this first pass at a competency is almost all consultancies, plus Hugging Face, since AWS has them over a barrel. The companies that are in fact succeeding want remarkably little of AWS's Gen AI failure stink on them. Amazon RDS now supports IO2 Block Express volumes for mission-critical database workloads. This is sincerely interesting and a reminder that there are still subversive teams inside of AWS who are building things that customers want instead of what AWS leadership thinks it wants. I recently had a customer who was pushing the limits of RDS IO performance. They're excited as all get out on this one. Free data transfer out to internet when moving out of AWS. Google did it, so now AWS is doing it too. This is almost entirely done for optics. If someone's debating moving a workload off of AWS, which happens less frequently than the tech press would have you believe, they aren't stopping because the egress fee is expensive. It's about 3 months of storing the data in S3. Instead, the fee hurts when customers are doing their usual business and sending traffic to customers, not when they're leaving the cloud. This change does nothing to fix that core pain, but it may look like it does to regulators who aren't on the ball. Unlocking innovation, AWS and Anthropic push the boundaries of generative AI together. This blog post mentions Anthropic 20 times. The Anthropic launch announcement mentions AWS once in the same sentence as Google. It's very clear exactly who needs to be seen as working closely with whom in this space. The benefits of running controlled substance databases with AWS. Oh, fantastic. AWS thinks it's found its true calling as the DEA's IT department. Honestly, if AWS knows where all the various drugs are, that'd explain a heck of a lot about their increasingly fists of ham strategy around what they're saying to the market these days. And finally, introducing the AWS WAF traffic overview dashboard. Oh man, if I never have to build another thing like this again myself, I will die mostly happy. This is long overdue, and I really hope it works the way it's described. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Corey Quinn. Please stick around.